from PRX's tracks. This is Time Storm. Previously on Time Storm.
Hey, it's Datu. I'm pulling the LJ Ortega sketch out of storage. Seems like both Ventura twins are fans of LJ Ortega now.
Looks like you're running out of room.
Maybe we should tell people to bring their donations to the main branch.
You gotta have a drop-off right in the neighborhood.
It's Miss Thompson, Alexa and Benny's social studies teacher. The twins seemed a little off today. Benny didn't have his report and both of them fell asleep in class.
You're both on restriction through the weekend.
Hey, Ma said we can go to Mario's for pizza since I finished my history report last night.
Mario's sounds perfect right now.
Witness. Find. Remember.
The hidden past seeks its dawn, showing us that we all belong. Horacio, Alexa, and Benny, take back time, find history in the time storm.
Witness, find, remember.
A grandma and a margarita pie.
Hola, Mario. How are you doing today?
Doing just fine now that you're all sitting here. Is the library still taking donations? I might have some more dry goods and canned food I can send over.
Honestly, we're a little short on space right now. We just got a truckload of donations and we're worried we'll have to turn it away if we don't find more room to store things.
I wish I could do more, but I've got a lot on my hands with us selling the store next month.
Wait! Mario's famous pizzeria is
closing?
Why?
Hey, Ora. All my kids have moved, and none are really interested in taking over the business.
But you have the best pizza in Newark. You've got a gift.
The street won't be the same without you, Mario.
Grazie, grazie. You've been such amazing customers. But it's time. Italy's calling my name.
It'll be sad to see you go.
Yeah!
We'll miss you.
It's been a pleasure. Please, mangia, mangia. Enjoy. And Clara, I'll send whatever I can to the library.
We'll take anything if you'll spare it, Mario. I appreciate it.
I can't believe Mario is moving away.
And to Italy. Good for him, but that's so far away. Maybe we can send him a card for Christmas.
Where are we gonna go for pizza now?
Well, there's the Italian place over on Mount Prospect. They've got great subs there. Oh, and Angelica's over on Broadway has those calzones you like, Benny.
Yeah, but they aren't easy to walk to.
The neighborhood is changing, isn't it?
It happens all the time. Benny, remember how upset you were about the electronics store closing down? And then Thaino Comics and Games opened in that space. And now you couldn't be happier.
Hey, can we stop there on the way home?
Yeah, I want to see Datu.
Clara, didn't you say that he left a message about something that's ready for pickup?
The sketch!
You're both still grounded, right, Benny? Didn't I say no comic books?
But it isn't a...
You need to be focused on schoolwork.
Clara, it's been a stressful week. Maybe we can let one comic book slide.
It's not a comic book. It's an art piece.
A sketch! You didn't say no art, Ma.
Mm-hmm.
See, Clara? Art.
All right, we'll go. But not too long.
Know what? You all go ahead. I think I'll head home. Between the delayed flight and the jet lag, I'm pretty exhausted. Tell Datu I said hello.
Benny! Alexa!
Hey, Datu!
Hola, Datu. Ramiro says hello.
Clara, it's so good to see you. I've been meaning to reach out to you about updating the library's graphic novel reading list.
Oh, yes. I haven't forgotten, but it'll have to wait a little longer. With all the donations and hurricane relief efforts, the library's been pretty busy. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I understand. You all are doing such great work. Now, let me get you that artwork.
That must be some special art to keep it under lock and key.
Yeah, it's a one-of-a-kind LJ Ortega original sketch. It's one of the best things she's ever drawn, I think.
Whoa!
Ooh, when you said sketch, I wasn't expecting this.
Is the barometer changing colors?
That barometer you hold, when a portal opens,
it glows purple.
And when you're in the past, it'll glow blue if you're on the right track for the quest.
You two knew that was a barometer?
Yeah.
Looks like metallic pencils. I've never seen anyone use them like this. From this angle, it's definitely
blue.
And then when you look at it this way, there's no mistaking it. That's
purple.
And now it's all yours.
Ooh, thanks.
Wow, Datu. That's quite a setup in the back. I didn't realize how much the store has changed since it opened last year.
Hey, Benny, do you want to show Ma the gaming area?
Huh? Why? She's been here before.
Well, yeah, but not since the new stuff was added. Go ahead. I'll keep the artwork safe.
Okay. Come this way, Ma. I'll give you the grand tour. Over here, we've got Datu's pride and joy. The gaming area. Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, Benny. So since you rolled an 8, that puts you right in the view of the beholder. So you're frozen in place until one of us breaks you free.
But I rolled double 4s. Don't I get to roll an extra d4?
I don't know.
What you playing?
Gaze of the Beholder.
Huh, you're right. My bad. These rules are going to take some getting used to.
Wow, this is nice. This place is looking good.
Janelli and I spend a ton of time right in this spot. Datu got us some tables and chairs, even some paints for game pieces. It's legit.
You'd never guess there was so much space back here.
It gets packed on weekend nights, and most of Sundays with tourneys and stuff. Hey Alexa, got any requests now that you're into Take Back Time? Is there a series that you might be interested in? Alexa?
Sorry, I was just... Datu, I was wondering, could you use upstairs as a temporary gaming space?
If I move some things around, maybe I could make it work. Might be a little tight, though. Why do you ask?
It's just that my mom and the library don't have enough space for all the donations they're getting. I was hoping we could maybe store some stuff here.
That's a great idea.
What's a great idea?
Alexa was just asking if we could move the gaming room upstairs and then turn the back area into storage for your hurricane relief donations.
Wait a minute.
Datu, that would be amazing! It'd be perfect for collecting, storing, and organizing all the bottles of water and canned goods and the baby food. Oh, Datu, the baby food. There's just so much of it. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. I really wouldn't want to impose on you. It's...
Oh, no, not at all. I love the idea. But first, I'd like to reach out to the owner for approval.
Thank you, Datu. I'd really appreciate you asking about it.
Maybe the gamers should.
What was that, Benny?
I'm just thinking that it might, you know, get kind of crowded upstairs during the weekends.
Well, sure. But it would only be temporary. One weekend, maybe two.
It's hard to say. Anyway, we can figure those details out if we move forward. When's the owner around, usually?
Oh, well, the owner's really busy with the other store. But I'll put in a call today.
Alexa, I think it's a wonderful idea.
Just kind of unfair.
What do you mean?
For Alexa to spring this on Datu like that. What about us regulars? She just asked without talking to the other people that use the space. I mean, we won't all fit upstairs.
Benny, I'm surprised at you. Can't you see what good this could do for your neighbors and all those in need in PR? It would only be temporary after all.
I know, I get that, I do. I want to help too. But this, I guess, I just wish you had talked to me about it, Alexa. We could have figured out another spot for storage.
I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to leave you out.
You know this is my place. It just, I feel safe here.
Benny.
But it's not the only place you feel safe, right?
Alexa, let's listen to your brother for a second.
What about when you're running around the streets of Old San Juan or even...
Stop trying to brush it off.
I'm not trying to brush
it off.
You
don't know what it's like to be picked on constantly. I've got to have my guard up at school all the time. But not here. Datu, he takes care of me. Takes care of all of us.
Look, Benny, man. Look, if we do this, I'll take care of my regulars. I'll stagger the schedule so that everyone gets to play.
And after this weekend, when you're no longer grounded, you can invite friends over to our place to play, okay? Janelli, whoever you want.
Hey, maybe I'll even join in on a game.
You'd so lose.
Not Benny, true. Though.
She would, though.
You okay with this, if it happens?
I've got your back, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
Please leave your message.
Hey, Josie, it's me, Datu. I don't know if you got my message from last week, since I haven't heard back from you yet. The North End branch of the library is collecting donations for hurricane relief efforts. They're struggling with finding space to store and organize it all. I was thinking that if it was okay with you, we could use the back area to collect donations. Of course, so many of our customers have family affected by the hurricane, and well, I don't have to explain this to you. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and approve the request. I don't know if I'm going to hear back from you anytime soon, and these people could really use the help. Thank you, Josie. I hope I hear back from you soon. Bye.
Clara, it's Bettina. You're never going to believe this. I've got amazing, amazing news. Please call me back as soon as you can, okay? Okay? I can't wait. I can't wait, okay? So I just got word that an anonymous friend of the library has offered to pay all of the shipping costs to get supplies and food sent to PR. Well, it's not exactly anonymous. It's Lucretia from the Board of Trustees, but she doesn't want us to say it's her. Anyway, we just need to take care of securing a charter jet, but Lucretia's taking care of the bill in full. Oh, I'm so grateful. I'm so excited. Anyway, call me back as soon as you can. We've got so much to figure out and prepare.
Hey, Janelli. Sorry I didn't text you, but
okay, just admit it, Benny. You hate playing Ancient Americas.
No way! Do you want to play tonight? I'm done with my project. With your Redwood Atlatl and my Spectagon, we should be able to push through some of the areas we've been struggling with.
Yeah, sure.
I sense a but. Is there a but?
I just want to know if you're going to flake on me again.
Flake? What are you talking about?
You know, leave me hanging?
Yeah, speaking of, why didn't you go to the open mic, Alexa? You promised you'd be there.
Oh, Sonia, I'm so sorry. It's just, well, Ma took our phones away this weekend. She kind of grounded us.
Both of you?
I would have texted you, Janelli, really, but I couldn't.
Exactly. I would have told you I couldn't come if I had my phone.
Wow. Alexa grounded?
She wasn't even allowed to knit.
Must have been serious.
It was Benny, too.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
Hey!
I guess that makes me feel a little better. Not that you were grounded, but that you didn't just forget about my show. Did you at least get a chance to listen to the demo I sent you?
Demo?
I worked really hard on that song, guys.
No, but I'll listen to it right now.
We'll listen to it too. Wait, what is this? Benny, check your phone. Did you get a notification from...
Dino Comics and Games? Yeah. I meant to tell
what
you.
What does it say, Janelli?
In partnership with the North End branch of the Newark Public Library, Dino Comics and Games will now act as an additional drop-off site for hurricane relief donations.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's just supposed to be temporary.
Wait, did you know about this, Benny?
A few days ago, Alexa talked to Datu about the idea. She thought it might help Ma in the library.
Does your mom need any volunteers? I'd love to help out.
You at the comic book store? Please.
Alexa's been hanging out there more and more, too.
Nice. We can go together, Lex.
I don't know what you are like.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I thought I knew what everyone's like. But what is happening? First, Thad wants to hang out at Daino's. And now Alexa and Sonia... And Datu is canceling our entire gaming space? Where are we supposed to go? Are we postponing game nights? What about our ongoing sessions?
Datu isn't canceling anything. He's gonna fix up the upstairs room for us.
The tiny reading room? Right. We won't all fit and we'll argue about whose turn it is to play. That's going to be perfect. Just another thing that's changing, I guess. That's our place, Benny. I mean, we've got things set up on certain tables and... maybe I should text the others. You know, Alexa doesn't know how important that space is for us. But you, Benny?
What? I didn't do anything.
You should have told me this was coming.
I couldn't. I was grounded.
Ugh. I'll see you all later.
Janelle.
Wow, okay.
Sonia, this song is amazing.
Do you really think so?
I love it. Seriously.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Hey, where did Janelle go?
Datu sent out an announcement about accepting donations for Puerto Rico.
Wait, really? That's great.
Not for Janelle.
Yeah, she's stressing. Big time.
Please leave your message.
Hey there. It's me, Ramiro Ventura. Look, I know it's been a while since we last talked, but I'm cashing in that favor you owe me after I helped you steal all those piñatas back when we were in school. I took the blame for you, remember? Anyway, I'm not gonna lie, this is a big ask. Our neighborhood is really making things happen with hurricane relief efforts. It's amazing what Clara's been able to accomplish through the library. We've got a ton of donated items that we're trying to get to PR, things that can do some real good, make a real difference. But I need your help getting a charter jet so we can deliver it all. What do you say? For old time's sake, get back to me when you can. Cuídate.
Ramiro's driving the first truckload over. He should be here soon.
Sounds good. Alexa, Manny, can you stay behind the counter and watch for customers while I show your mother what we've done in the back?
Yeah,
sure,
Datu.
So, we've moved some of the shelves to make as much room as possible for donations. And then, you can use these gaming tables for sorting.
Wow, this is great, Datu. Really. Thank you again for everything. I can't tell you how much the extra space is going to help us.
Anything to help my community.
What's this thing? Hold for Thad until... It had today's date, but it's crossed out.
Oh, that's the mask Thad was pretending his brother wanted.
Looks like Datu's holding it for another week.
Ooh, Microbia expansion cards! I should let Janelle know.
She seems really mad about things changing in the gaming area.
I mean, I wasn't too happy about it either.
Yeah, but... You don't think there's something else going on, do you?
Remember how things used to be?
The four of us together all the time.
I guess it's not the first time things have changed between all of us. But it's different now. We can't tell our best friends about the most epic thing that ever happened to us.
Yeah. Do you think Sonia and Janelle will give up on us?
I hope not.
I still feel awful about missing Sonia's songwriter showcase. I don't think I've been a very good friend lately.
It's not just you. Janelle said I flaked on her.
I'm sorry Janelle's blaming you.
Using the gaming space for donations is a smart idea, Alexa. It's really going to help Ma out, and I think deep down, Janelle gets it too. She might just need some time to deal.
Kinda like how last week I needed time to figure out if I wanted to help Horacio.
Exactly. I know we thought traveling through time wouldn't change things here, but I guess we were wrong.
Maybe it's us. We're the ones changing, Benny. We're meeting people like Lola Tisol, Celestina, and Rafael Cordero.
I kinda did an online search for the Corderos the other day.
Me too! There's way more about Rafael than
Celestina!
Yeah! Oh, I found a video of musicians playing that song by Brindis de Salas on YouTube!
At the university? I watched the same one!
So, I guess time traveling, it's gonna affect us. We have to accept that. Do you have the barometer?
Yeah, I do!
Ready to change times?
Let's do this!
This episode of Time Storm was written by Andrew Cianyes de la O. Story by Dania Ramos. Audio engineering, design, and original music by Michael Aquino. The role of
Alexa Ventura
was played by
Leilani Figueroa.
Benny Ventura
was played by
Claudio Venancio.
Clara Ventura
was played by
Jenica Carmona.
Ramiro Ventura
was played by
Walter Rodriguez.
Janelli
was played by
Frances Ramos.
Sonia
was played by
Jessica Bracken.
Datu Enchetta
was played by
Joel Arandia.
This episode also featured Trevor Brown, Amanda Faison, Emilio Zappa, and John Diego Zertuche. It's time for our listener share-out.
Hello, my name is Florence. I live in Rock Square, New Jersey. I'm 8 years old, and today, share-out, I'm going to talk about Spain with my cousins. Well, first we went to camp where I learned a little bit of Spanish. Then I went to the beach where we had fun. Then I went to the pool and I had a birthday party there. And I swimmed with my cousin. No joke. Bye.
Wow, Florence. It sounds like you had a lot of fun swimming with your cousin, Noah Joe. Thanks for sharing. Hey, listeners. We want to feature your voice in an upcoming episode. You can learn more about how to submit a share-out by visiting timestormseries.com. Timestorm is produced by Cocotazo Media and is a proud member of Trax from PRX. Support for Trax comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. To learn more about Trax, visit trax.fm. That's TRAX.FM. Additional support comes from the PRX Google Podcasts Creator Program. If you enjoy the show, ask your parents to subscribe to Timestorm on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or the Kids Listen app. A quick message for our adult listeners. Please be sure to check out our free resources, including episode guides and transcripts, over at timestormseries.com. And if you're interested in more bonus and behind-the-scenes content, we hope you'll consider joining our Patreon community over at patreon.com/timestorm. You can also show your support for the series by sharing it with a friend or leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Timestorm is produced in Essex County, New Jersey, which is situated on the traditional territory of the Lenni Lenape people. As always, thanks for listening.
Witness. Find. Remember.
Support for Trax comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Trax from PRX.